MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Andreas van Heerden, CEO at Afrimat. Results for 6 months ending August saw group revenue up 9.6%, headline earnings per share up 4.4%, a dividend of 40 cents, a net cash balance of just under 280 million. Andreas, appreciate the time. My sense from the numbers, you mentioned it in the commentary, a lot of work this year has really been, in this 6 months, investing in projects that are really only going to reap benefits sort of down the line. A lot of prep, not much to show for just yet in terms of profits.
Yeah, I think so. I think we still got the benefit of previous projects. The two really exciting things that helped us in this half was, firstly, we went on quite a significant efficiency improvement drive in our construction materials business, and that paid off very nicely, and we doubled the profits there. And then on our mining side, our domestic sales of iron ore also compensated for the weaker dollar price and also the reduction in volumes due to some Transnet issues on the export side. So we did see the benefit, although it may be more of countering negatives to a certain extent. That's why we could see a bit of a growth in profit. But you're absolutely right. The big focus is on some exciting, really new projects that is coming on stream now, and that should start showing the results in the next period.
The one negative perhaps was Nkomati, the anthracite mine. That seemed, I thought we would have seen more in H1. There were some delays, but you said that will ramp up in the second half and be fully going.
You know, we took a conscious decision a couple of months ago to really focus on getting Nkomati ramped up to higher volumes than we initially anticipated. So for the first half, it was really investment and opening up the mine, making sure that the two open pits as well as the underground shaft is ready and fully developed, and that was done. So we did have, you know, because of some of the delays we had, we did have a slightly slower first half, but really getting the mine ready for excellent performance from year on.
You mentioned construction materials doubling there. You mentioned efficiencies. Was that just efficiencies, or are you seeing some increased demand in the space?
We did see some increased demand. The revenue increased by about 23%. And the profits went up 113%. So it did come off a low base. The demand that we see is really from road building and, funny enough, rail maintenance around the country.
Lafarge, the acquisition you announced during the period, what's the timeline for that to be closing?
Well, we're waiting for the Competition Commission, and that ruling, you know, is imminent. We should get it any day now. And then we're still waiting for the Section 11 approval. You know, that's not a, we've crossed all the hurdles there. So those are the two things, and both of them are imminent. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to close the deal and start moving.
Interesting point I picked up as well in the results. Your CFO, Peter DeWitt, you've actually temporarily seconded him as an integration officer to, I suppose, make sure it all just goes smoothly and as planned. Is this something you typically do with bigger deals?
Yeah, we normally do that. When we do an acquisition, we normally assign somebody to do the integration and that understands our business and our systems very well. And because this is the biggest one we've ever attempted, we took somebody that has a very, very good understanding of our business and has the authority to call on resources to go there and go do it.
You mentioned bulk commodities. This is your largest profit contributor. Iron ore sales up 29.7%. There's lots moving here. I mean, Jenkins really had a good period, but you've also got the Driehoek Spun coming online during the period, did you not?
We did, yes. Yeah, so Driehoek Spun is an iron ore mine that we bought as part of the Khoza transaction. And to ensure our long-term sustainability, we decided to open up Driehoek Spun. We started working there, and now we have Driehoek Spun, Jenkins, and Demmerling producing, and we are splitting the products between the export market and the domestic market.
How much do you have in terms of life of mine between those three then? Because initially it was fairly short, but as you say, you've added on to it to extend that the iron ore market.
Yeah, at the moment we have in excess of 15 years life in total.
Okay, wow, that's a biggie. And exports, I imagine that is Transnet dependent. How's Transnet doing? Because the iron ore line seems to work better than perhaps the coal line.
Yeah, we did see a bit of a reduction in volume compared to last year in this first half. But last year, first half, funny enough, on the Transnet line, did very well. You know, we were full on target by the end of August. And then this year, for the first half, we saw a 10% reduction. But from our construction materials business, we can see when Transnet is doing maintenance, because then we see an increase in sale of ballast stone that is used under the rail. And we've seen a significant increase in that. So that bodes well for the future.
Yeah, that is certainly good news. Your future materials, which and metals, a new division you've kind of carved into it. Glenova being the first project. This is a greenfield project, if my memory serves. Is it producing or is it still in ramp up?
It is a greenfield. We've just commissioned the first plant, which we call the high-grade optimization plant. Mm-hmm. It's the first phase of beneficiation. So that has just been commissioned and being ramped up now. The next phase, the so-called single superphosphate plant, that is under construction, and we hope to start commissioning by the end, well, not hope, we should start commissioning by the end of November this year. So we hope to have everything in full production and start showing financial results from early in the new financial year.
Load shedding, it certainly impacts your operations to a degree. Is it impacting perhaps your customers in some cases, even perhaps more than yourselves?
Yes, we saw that in our industrial minerals business. It impacted ourselves, but our larger industrial customers were really complaining about this. They were impacted quite badly.
We'll leave it there, Andreas van Heerden, CEO Aframat. Always appreciate the insights.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.